You're listening to SBS News.
With the world reeling from the economic fallout of the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, senior officials from 40 countries have met in Berlin for talks on how to stay focused on fighting climate change and addressing its impact. It's the 12th Petersburg Climate Dialogue Conference, and organisers are billing the gathering as an opportunity to rebuild trust between rich and poor nations and taking action on key issues such as climate aid for developing countries. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the global warming limit of 1.5 Celsius agreed to in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord is slipping further out of reach, even as more people are being hit by extreme floods, droughts, storms and fires.
8 months ago, we left COP26 with 1.5 degrees on life support. Since then, its pulse has weakened further. Greenhouse gas concentration, sea level rise and ocean heat have broken new records. Half of humanity is in the danger zone from floods, droughts, extreme storms and wildfires. No nation is immune. Yet we continue to feed our fossil fuel addiction. What troubles me most is that in facing this global crisis, we are failing to work together as a multilateral community.
COP26 President Alok Sharma made a strong plea for climate change action as he addressed the conference. Mr. Sharma described the commitments made at the Glasgow conference last year as still just words on a page.
We know that the credibility of the international system and of what we achieved in Glasgow is very much at stake. So as we approach COP27, it is time that we shift from planning and commitments to implementations on all of the promises that we made in Glasgow. And that is a challenge that I think we have to set ourselves here at the Petersburg Dialogue as we enter that final sprint to COP27.
The conference comes as much of Europe bakes in a heat wave that scientists say is consistent with climate change. It has pushed temperatures into the mid-40s Celsius in some regions in Portugal, Spain and France. France has braced for some of its hottest days ever recorded, while Britain is preparing for temperatures to hit 40 degrees for the first time this week. Temperatures in some parts of southern Europe had begun to ease over the weekend, but thousands of firefighters across the region are still struggling to contain hundreds of wildfires. And firefighters in Morocco have been battling wildfires that have been affecting regions across the country since early last week. The European Union Commissioner for Crisis Management, Yanez Lanasis, says the risk of further blazes remains extremely high.
This summer will be really a serious challenge for us all, for the national authorities, as well as for us as coordinating the response. Last summer was bad already. Last summer we had 9 activations of the Union Civil Protection Mechanism for forest fires. This year we already have had 5, and the height of the summer is still ahead of us.
Officials also discussed how to stay focused on fighting climate change despite the economic fallout of the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The question of energy sources affected by Russia's war in Ukraine looms over the Berlin meeting, to which China was invited but Russia wasn't. European nations vow to fulfil their climate targets, even as the war in Ukraine prompts some to seek new fossil fuel sources and turn, at least temporarily, to coal to make up for shortfalls in Russian energy deliveries. But Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, told participants Russia's invasion of Ukraine has also acted like a booster for green power.
Russia's war has convinced the last skeptical person in Germany that we need more renewables and energy efficiency to safeguard not only climate, but to safeguard our energy security. Renewable energy is also freedom. Energy in this time.
Meanwhile, Britain's Prince Harry also talked about climate change during a speech to the United Nations as part of the General Assembly's annual celebration of Nelson Mandela's International Day. Describing the last decade as painful for humanity, he urges people to look back at the words of Nelson Mandela for a sense of hope about the future.
And in this moment, we have a choice to make. We can grow apathetic, succumb to anger, or yield to despair, surrendering to the gravity of what we're up against. Or we can do what Mandela did. Every single day, inside that 7x9 foot prison cell on Robben Island, and every day outside of it too. We can find meaning and purpose in the struggle. We can wear our principles as armor. Heed the advice Mandela once gave his son to never give up the battle, even in the darkest hour.
The two-day Berlin meeting comes ahead of the November COP27 climate conference in Egypt. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.